That's Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes from the album The Cats, Neil Boogaloo, and a tune by Hank Mobley called Soul Station. Jay Thomas on tenor sax with John Hansen, piano, Chuck Kistler, bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. It's the host group for the Wednesday night jam at the Ship Canal Grill every Wednesday night. Some good music happening there. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Today we're going to be sampling some recent releases and bringing you up to date on some jazz activities. And next week we'll resume our broadcast from Jazzport Townsend. And I hope you'll be with us then for the Jensen Sisters. But right now we'll hear a couple of new recordings out of Portland. The first one featuring Gordon Lee on piano with the Mel Brown Septet. And the second one is from singer Tony Lincoln. Mel Brown has been leading groups at a place in Portland called Jimmy Max for years now, I think almost since the place opened. And he has an organ group and he has a sextet, recently expanded to a septet for this recording, as well as another night with a different group. At any rate, the new recording just out on Origin Records features the compositions of Gordon Lee with the Mel Brown Septet. The album is called Tuesday Night because that's the night this band plays at Jimmy Max in Portland. Gordon Lee at the piano, Mel Brown on drums, Andre St. James on bass, and a four-horn front line. Derek Sims trumpet and Stan Bach trombone, and the saxes are John Nastos on alto and Renato Caranto on tenor sax. This is a Gordon Lee composition named for a peninsula off Mozambique in southeastern Africa. It's called Machangulo. I think that's the way it's pronounced. Machangulo. Looks like a beautiful spot.
Thank you. I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream with the moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream at every stop that we made. Oh, I thought about you. When I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked down the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream with a moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream at every stop that we made. Oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked down the track, the one going back to you. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? What did I do? I thought about you.
Toni Lincoln, who's a singer active in the Portland area, from her new recording just out, self-titled, Toni Lincoln, and she was accompanied here by Tom Grant at the piano in the song I Thought About You. Toni Lincoln with Dave Capteen on bass and Ron Steen on drums. Before that, we were listening to another Portland-based group, that one led by Mel Brown, the Mel Brown Septet, featuring the music of Gordon Lee, who was heard there on piano in his piece titled Machangolo, A Tropical Beach in Mozambique. Gordon Lee at the piano, Mel Brown on drums, and Andre St. James on bass, and the horns were Renato Caranto and John Nastos on saxes, I think Caranto on soprano sax there, Derek Sims on trumpet, and Stan Bach on trombone. Good-sounding group. The album is called Tuesday Night. That's the night they play at Jimmy Mac's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We have a brand new recording by Collier and Dean coming up next. Tom Collier on vibes and Dan Dean on bass, with Don Grusin on piano and Alex Acuna on drums. This is the basic group in the new album Sleek Buick, and from time to time other horn players and others joined them in this recording. However, this one is just the quartet. It's a beautiful ballad which was written by Tom Collier, heard here on Vibes. This is called Touching.
Thank you. little samba beat up on a single note. All the notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one I've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and don't say nothing, no really nothing. I abused them on my scale and no way get me to come to nothing, no really nothing. So I come back to my first note as I must come back to you. I was born to that one note, all the love I feel for you. Everyone who wants the whole show, Remy Fa, Silasito, he will find himself with no show better play than no I know. Samba beat up on a single note. All the notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this new one is the consequence of the one which has been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and don't say nothing, no really nothing. I abused up on my scale and knowing at the end I come to nothing. No, really nothing. So I come back to my first note as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Everyone who wants the whole show, Remy Fa, Silasito, he will find himself with no show better play than no I know. He will find himself with no show better play than no I know.
Jacqueline Tabor, music from her recording, which was made live at a Jazz Vespers concert last year. Jacqueline Tabor doing the vocal with Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax and Randy Halberstadt at the piano. Clipper Anderson bass and Mark Ivester on drums, and the one-note samba from Jacqueline Tabor's CD, The Jazz in You. And before that, we were listening to Tom Collier and Dan Dean. Collier and Dean from their new album, Sleek Buick. And the tune titled Touching was composed by Tom Collier, who was heard on vibes, Dan Dean on bass, Don Grusin piano, and Alex Acuna on drums. Some of the other guest artists who appear on this album include Ernie Watts and Gary Herbig, the saxophonist, Alan Vizzuti on trumpet, John Goforth also plays sax on some tracks. A nice collection of music here from Collier and Dean. It's called Sleek Buick. You're listening to Jazz After... You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5. KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you here. A new recording from Ann Reynolds coming up next, her CD, Clave Gringa. First, a look at some of the jazz activities around town over the course of the next week. This afternoon, the Jazz Police play at 3, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at 7:30, tonight at Tulis, and Foreplay plays tonight at Jazz Alley. David Marriott Big Band plays Monday, and Emerald City Big Band on Tuesday at Tulis. And then on Wednesday, Scott Whitfield, trombonist, and Ginger Berglund, the singer, team up for a performance at Tulis. They'll also be at Boxley's on Friday night. Also on Wednesday night, the Cantaloupes with Jay Thomas play at the Ship Canal Grill. Friday is always a good time to go check out Phil Sparks and guests playing at the Latona, usually a trio from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Happy hour, no cover, a lot of fun, nice crowd. Jeff Bush will be playing at the Ship Canal Grill on Friday night. Greta will be singing at Tulis. And Kelly Eisenhower will be at Boxley's on Saturday night. And other good things on Saturday night include Overton Berry playing at Egan's and Susan Pascal Quartet at Tulis. And Julian Priester's Q will be playing at an Anton Schwartz Loft concert on Saturday night. A lot of good things coming up over the course of the next week. Here's Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa. And Ann says about this piece, Sol y Luz is a folkloric dance in Afro 6-8, dance and music of the Santeria religion permeating the life in Cuba. She says, my percussionist led by Ricardo Guiti brought out the bata drums used originally in Santeria ceremonies to play this piece in the rhythm of the Orisha Elugua, the spirit who opens the way to the spirit world. Thank you.
and feels the same. It's such a pity, it's such a shame. But the wheelers and dealers are hanging in tough, keeping an eye on the action, hawking and talking and moving that stuff, and feeling a fast satisfaction. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all. Sure, it's little wonder we're insecure. Just open up your eyes. It's like the sweepstakes without a prize. But the wheelers and dealers are doing their thing and telling us everything's rosy. The Lord only knows what tomorrow may bring, but don't anybody get nosy. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all. Are getting there first and setting up shop in the craters to feed beyond hunger and drink beyond thirst. And those who oppose them are traitors. Wheeling and dealing in various large and small things, lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things. Wheeling and dealing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lying and stealing and letting the chips just fall, signing and sealing and knowing the price of all things and the value of nothing at all.
Yeah. K Kelly Eisenhower, who was singing the song by Dave Frischberg, Wheelers and Dealers. And joining Kelly on this one, Steve Keen on piano and Kenji Ihara on the guitar, and the tenor saxophonist Bob Mincer. This was a recording Kelly made when she was still living in Salt Lake City. She's now living in our area, and she's singing next Saturday night at Boxley's in North Bend. Clave Gringa before that, Ann Reynolds and her group from the new CD Para Cuba con Amor. Ann Reynolds on piano, Toby Stone on tenor sax, Naomi Siegel on trombone, and a great percussion section led by Ricardo Guiti. Ann Reynolds at the piano, and a composition titled Sol y Luz from her new CD Para Cuba con Amor. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is music from Vancouver and a group called Triology, consisting of Bill Kuhn on guitar, Jody Prosnick on bass, and Miles Black on piano. We'll hear them doing a tune that was written by Miles Black as a tribute to Ray Brown. He calls this Ray Time. Thank you. That's Corey Weeds from his latest recording titled As of Now, and that was with Harold Mayburn on piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, joining the tenor saxophonist Corey Weeds, that tune called Have You Met Joan. Corey Weeds is promoting some concerts on Tuesdays at a restaurant in Vancouver called 1789. He'll be playing there with a trio on Tuesday night in Vancouver. Also from Vancouver, we were listening to the group Triology with Bill Kuhn on guitar, Jody Prosnick on bass, and Miles Black at the piano. That was a tune written by Miles Black, named for Ray Brown. It's called Ray Time. It comes from the self-titled album Triology. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU.